Yeah, it's been pretty frustrating. Sort of feels like it's just a guessing game on when it's, you know, when it's going to be ready, when is it going to be time. I just got to listen to my body and be smart. I mean, my body is my job. If my body's not taken care of, I can't perform, so.
When you practiced yesterday, did you feel like you were able to do things that you would need to do to play?
Yeah, I felt good. Yeah.
So, as of yesterday, if you thought, hey, I could have played.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has that changed as of today? What do you think still it's something you can
No, we're going to see. Yeah, we're going
to
see.
So, obviously, they're going to have to look at it again or tests, or is that what you say we'll see?
I don't know. I mean, we're gonna see. I got to talk to him later today, and we're gonna find out.
Okay.
What kind of things do you think that this offense is missing with you being out? What kind of packages and things do you bring to the table? You're reaching, obviously, to get back on the field.
I feel like you asked me two questions. Yeah, I'm itching to get back on the field, but what?
What kind of dimensions do you bring to the offense when you get back out?
If I'm being completely honest, you know, somebody will say that I'm not giving myself enough credit, but it's really how I feel. We all play in the NFL. We wouldn't be here if we didn't. We're all high-caliber athletes. We're all high-caliber receivers. I feel as though that, yeah, I have some things that I bring to the table, but I feel as though there's nothing that I bring to the table that no one else here can do in order to help this offense be successful.
Do you put any pressure on yourself just because of the way the offense has played to get out there?
It's not because of the way the offense has played. I put pressure on myself because of the type of person I am. I set my standards high. I set my limits high. And I'm always striving to push them. And one thing I had to learn growing up is to always strive for perfection, but being okay knowing you'll never get there. So sometimes being okay with the fact that I'll never be perfect or I'll never be where I want to be when I want to be there, I had to learn to be okay with that.